then we used to use salmon eggs.
Okay. Yeah.
Salmon eggs, good bait.
There's another insect I was wondering about. It's if it's indigenous to this area. That it's another reptile. It's actually an amphibian. It hops on the ground.
Toad or frog.
Yeah. Is there a difference between those two? A toad.
Oh yeah, a toad is different. We got toads out here. They'll sit around the flowers and catch the bugs and different things that fly.
A frog.
They stay around the swamp.
Yeah.
They catch little tadpoles, or not tadpoles, that's their little ones.
Flies and things like that.
Flies and things that get on the water, like lucky bugs.
Do the big ones, would they be called bullfrogs?
Yeah. Those are two kinds.
They're two kinds?
Bullfrog and the little frog.
Okay. The little frogs, do they ever call them spring frogs?
Peepers.
What do they call them?
Peepers.
Peepers?
Yeah, mostly.
You hear
but
them spraying.
They sprayed around here so much. When we first moved here, at night, the frogs was just singing to sleep.
Oh, bullfrogs.
There's a swamp right up here, and a little river goes down under here.
And have the little peepers.
You could just hear them at night and see the lightning bugs go up there.
You don't see that much anymore.
No, they spray these swamps to kill the mosquitoes, and they kill everything else. Mm. Yeah.
Do they have any turtles in the creeks around here?
Yeah.
Is there a difference between a turtle? I'm wondering if there's a difference between a turtle and a terrapin and a tortoise. Are those different things?
I've heard a lot of people call a turtle a tortoise. But a terrapin, I don't know.
They're different,
I think.
Okay.
I had a turtle when I first moved over here. We'd come down the ditch and I was irrigating, and I had a 12-inch pipe. The water went through, and he was big enough that he plugged that pipe. He got over the end of it and stopped the water.
Mm.
I got him out and turned him loose, and he walked across the pasture out there like a hog. Boy, he was a big turtle, biggest one I ever seen.
A little while ago we were talking about castration, and I was wondering, when they castrated a young calf, did they ever take those and cook them up? Do you ever remember?
Yeah, what do they call them?
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Yeah.
What?
Rocky Mountain oysters.
Okay.
Yeah. And they say the pigs too sometimes.
Yeah.
I've castrated lots of pigs.
Yeah. Have you ever eaten, I'm just wondering if people in this area eat much seafood. Do you ever get a chance to eat much seafood?
No, I like shrimp.
Okay.
I wiggle down to the restaurant once in a while and get me some shrimp.
Yeah, I do too. That's about the only thing I like.
I don't like this, that stuff they pull out of a...
frog legs?
No.
Then
they dip it in butter.
Lobsters?
Lobster.
Yeah. Care for that either.
Oh, what is it? Some kind of fish.
I like oysters.
Yeah.
Oyster soup?
Yeah.
Boy, that's good.
I want to ask you something about the weather in this area.
I don't know.
Well, you've been a farmer.
It's all kinds of weather.
Probably. Well, I'll kind of go through and talk about different things. Do you ever have that kind of weather where early in the morning, where you go out and you can't see?
Foggy?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Once in a while. Not as much here as they do some other places.
Really?
Not as much fog here as there is down along the bigger rivers.
Okay.
The fog comes off the rivers,
Yeah.
Once in a while here, you'll get towards spring, when the lakes thaw out, you get a warm spell, and then it comes a cold night, and that water's warm and it's steaming.
Mm-hmm.
And this road will be foggy. Just here and there, you run into a strip of fog you can't already see, and you run right out into sunshine.
Run into a ditch if you're not careful.
Well, yeah, you got to drive